On Capitol Hill, there is little sign that the super committee, responsible for dramatically reducing the deficit, will reach a deal by its deadline. That deadline is just 1 week and 1 day away. The 12 members on the bipartisan committee need to agree on a 10-year plan that cuts deficits by more than $1 trillion. The super committee was created in a deal that upped the debt ceiling last summer. That deal also called for both chambers of Congress to vote by the end of this year on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. And the House takes that up this week. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Congress has a long history of getting things done only at the last moment possible. Still, the task facing the 12 members of the Debt Reduction Supercommittee, finding a combination of spending cuts and increased revenues that can also pass Congress, is unusually daunting. Little progress has been reported. Meanwhile, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says he and his fellow Republicans will hold a vote this week on a scaled-back proposal for a balanced budget amendment, or BBA.
I will be voting for it because I do think ultimately the biggest check we can put on the government's unbridled spending is a forced balanced budget amendment like most states have.
The House BBA bill no longer requires a two-thirds supermajority to raise taxes. Still, it's unlikely the measure will win two-thirds approval needed in the House. And a tougher version in the Senate stands even less of a chance. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.